Aizawa's log, day 217. It's weighing heavily on me now. Everything that I've done up until now, is it worth it? Is it really what I should be doing? Sometimes I question that. I ask myself, what am I? I'm not really a teacher anymore. Am I a hero? Or have I lost that too? Frankly, I don't know. Sometimes I ask myself too deep of questions. Ones that get me all riled up inside. To stop it, is it really worth doing that? What's the question? The devil on my shoulder and the angel. They're always at war, but I need to figure things out. I need things to work out, or nobody gets out alive. I can't even tell you how stressful it is. So many days I think I'm just some kind of horrible person. But it's not like that. If there was a better way, if only there was a better way, I'd take it in a heartbeat. I'd save everyone if I could. But everyone knows, saving everyone is wishful thinking. Even All Might couldn't do that, as hailed as he is. There's been a lot on my mind in terms of that muse. She's gotten the best of me a few times. And frankly, it's due to her that everything got so passionate, but also so complicated. I wish I could tell you everything. But I'm afraid this is just a note, me talking about my day. Everything so far has been chaotic, at best. And what do you make of it, me? Me that's listening to it? Or whoever got their hands on it after I'm, well, maybe I'm pushing up daisies. I can only guess at what's going on out there. The future seems like an unsure place. I've been trying to make it the best I can, but there's only so much these old bones can do. I'm gonna keep on trying, though. I could give anyone 10 years younger a run for their money. Don't you doubt that for a moment. I'm still every bit as strong as I was. Still every bit as determined, just more conflicted. Are they really the villains? Am I really the hero? What does a hero mean anymore? What does a villain mean? It's all just differences in ideas. I can't get to the bottom of this on my own. But I need to. I want and I need two separate things, but I can't let them intertwine. It's like a game of cat and mouse that I can never lose or never win. Just perpetuates again and again. It's frustrating as much as it is impossible. There's so much that has to be done. So much that I'm responsible for. This is my doing, my brainchild, my everything. And yet I don't feel like I'm in control anymore. At some point, an idea turned into something that can't be stopped. What is the Heroes Association? What have they all done? They listened to me. We rallied and found out things that we should have long ago. We upheld the vows until things got murky. Then things got unmanageable. Impossibly difficult to make the right choice because there was no right choice. We didn't have that luxury anymore. Ever since the villains took things too far, it just became personal. Vendetta after vendetta. Gain and loss. Human lives being pedestals for everyone to gawk at. And then what are we at the end of the day? Us human beings. We're just chips on a board of poker. Going to the best hand. And I hate the feeling. The helplessness that happens when you think that that's what you get. When you think that that's all there is to it. It's empty. You find out that nobody's playing for either side. Both hands are stacked against you and there's nothing you can do. Except take things into your own hands. And hope it doesn't get personal. Hope it doesn't get too involved. Hope that everything you stand for doesn't get swept under the rug. And your life along with it. I refuse to let my legacy go down as someone who did the wrong thing. In order to do that, I need to be successful. I need to win. That's all there is to it. Nothing else suffices. Victory, success, you can call it whatever you like. They all end up the same. Either you win or you lose. Either you're successful, or you fall on your face trying. And when you try, when you muster up the courage to face it, what does it really mean? What do I mean? I don't know sometimes. And to think, a lot of people wouldn't understand a thing I'm doing. They'd call me a psychopath. They'd compare me to what Shigaraki did, probably. And I hate that. But I can't argue with them. We're all just following our ideals out here. But it's funny that we should call them ideals when nobody gets to be ideal about their situation. Nobody envisioned this. Nobody planned for it. Everything went to hell the day everything decided it didn't want to function by the rules. That didn't want to continue being a story of good and evil. When the line was blurred, we became pawns. And I, for one, can't stand being a pawn. I refuse to. And that's why I do what I do. I do it for them as much as myself. Even if it means drastic measures. Even if it means keeping that secret. No matter the cost. Never did I think I'd have to point a gun at my own student. Never did I think I'd have to commit crimes for the greater good. But then what again is the greater good? I question that too. Sometimes it just seems like it's a pipe dream, something that we can never achieve. Not unless everything works perfectly, and it never does. So why am I doing this? Why am I doing any of this? You're just the idiot in the mirror. You look back at me however I want you to. And yet, I still can't understand you. Why have we taken this path? Why did it turn out this way? I guess the only way to know is to see it through. To see where this rabbit hole leads. I'm tired. Exhausted, even. But not physically. I'm drained of emotion. My feelings have been tossed asunder and made to be nothing more than pebbles to be kicked around by the shoe of life. And honestly, it doesn't matter what I do. The only option is to kick back. To watch it happen or to act. And I'm no fan of watching anything happen when I'm this involved. Sure, I could try and go back. I could try and pick up the pieces, but what does that solve? Just leaves it to be broken all over again. I can't do that for my everything I stand for. For my own dreams. I have to fight. I have to take action. That's all for now. Aizawa out.